Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Wednesday evening service of December the 27th, 1989, the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker.
To receive from God's love. And the Father loved him when he felt that separation, as the Father's strategy was released to the Son, that one day you'll be the Lamb slain forever and ever, setting the people free, setting the earth free, and all the strategy of it. And the Father felt that separation. And then the Father's love come upon him, a love that brings communion and understanding, a love that brings the authority of God's revelation for eternal bliss came upon him. The love that says, I am in charge. What I dislove that explains the Father's faithfulness. That whatever happens, that's why Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me. There was a love of confidence that the Father's in charge. I don't care if California shakes or all types of upheavals in the earth. My confidence is in that love. Amen. I don't care what's going on in your life. Get that assurance that he loves you. And that's his glory. That he's in charge of your life. Amen. That they may know my glory. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. And he told him all of the strategy, the authority of it. This is what has happened. This is what will happen. Because you're slain, you're crucified before the foundation of the world. Hebrews 4, please. We're hurrying. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4. Verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Now this is what we call a gospel salad, lettuce, a lot of lettuces. Let us hold fast, let us therefore fear. For unto us was the gospel preached, as verse 2 says, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. But we which have believed, we which have heard, believe, do enter in to rest. As he said, and as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works, what works? The works that enables you and I to enter into his rest. The works were finished. Underline that. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. God in faith, which is never recorded, but he did it in faith, that you and I would be the seventh day rest of God. It is in connection with his creative word. When you move in creative ability, speaking the anointings of God in the earth, and the creative word is expressed through you, God inhabits you. You're the seventh day. Because that's the rest he wants you and I to attain. What kind of rest? And God saw that it was good. See, the foundation of the world was before the 6 days of creation. The earth was covered with a flood. Twice the earth has been flooded, at Genesis 1, 2, and at Genesis 6. And so now, this is the authority God wants you and I to have. He's saying, I want you to know, you'll enter into my seventh day. Was God tired the seventh day? No, it's complete. All creation is complete. In other words, that's why Colossians says we are complete in him. Means we're surrounded by him. The same word peculiar is brought out. Dr. Wiest of Wheaton College, that Greek scholar, says that means I'm surrounded I'm peculiar. I'm surrounded by God's personality. Nothing touches me without the Father's will. Pilate said to Jesus, you better speak to me. Your life is in my hands. But Jesus said to Pilate, you cannot do one thing except it be permitted of you. And I are in that cocoon. We're in that strategy, that anointing of his divine presence. Hallelujah. You're surrounded by God. Nothing touches you. But what the Father permits is always to the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's why that authority is upon us. So let us therefore fear, lest these promises given, if that grace David was talking about, that we should come short of it, we will let it slip by. So may the rest of God and the works were finished to, for you and I to enter in. Now how do you enter in? Just by desiring the word, the anointing of God, the prayer life, drawing close to him. That expresses the word. The Holy Ghost leads us in the divine order. So in other words, God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. That's the rest of God. That it's good because his pleasure is upon us. Lord, you're good. Our praise, everything, you're good. Hallelujah. The pleasure of the Father. The works are finished before the foundation of the world. Therefore, I'm to express to the principalities and powers. The thing that bothered me was this little verse. I'm going to Luke now, but before I do, let's go to Jude. That little verse in Jude. Have you ever been bothered by that? Probably not. You remember that one in verse 9? Jude is just, it's just one chapter, really. But he goes through these oppositions of hell against the strategy of God. Oh, he mentions Enoch, and he mentions the raving seas and the apostasy, and he mentions all of the glories and the offenses, and Sodom and Gomorrah, and all types of vile, defiling the flesh, filthy dreamers. And then he gets to verse 9. I don't know why he throws it in there. I've never preached on this text. I didn't understand it. Probably when I was in Bible school, I might have. I don't know. I knew everything then. But verse 9 says, yet Michael the archangel, when contending, underline it, with the devil, he disputed about the body, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord, say it with me, the Lord rebuke thee. I never understood that verse till it was in McKinney, Texas, this past summer, August. We were praying, and Brother Glenn Foster had just given us a tremendous message, a prophetic word that lasted 45 minutes. And as we were kneeling down, the whole congregation and a great audience was praying, and the Lord said, this is what Jude was talking about. This is your prayer life. I said, what? He said, yes, you remember that. He knew I didn't understand the full, but he gave me this revelation. I want you to know now that not only full-time ministries have revelation. When my wife and I talk about the Word, every time we do, new revelation comes. You talk about the Word. Now, if you're a single parent or whatever your case is, you talk about it with someone else. But as you agree with the Word of the Almighty God, and I was next to me praying and the anointing, the Holy Ghost revealed it to me, this great verse, and Michael contended with the devil over the dead body. And the Lord said, that's why you pray. You're contending with the devil over the dead body of the church. Because these last 2 years, Satan has tried to bring up the dead body of the church, the idiosyncrasies, all of the lasciviousness of the flesh. That's what's got us into trouble. And the Lord expressed to me that we don't bring any railing accusation. We just command him to leave. The Lord rebuke thee. We advise them that they're bound and the authorities within us, or Satan is bound. He will try. See, the old life has passed away. The blood covenant has covered it up. Satan tries to resurrect it. religious idolatry comes first. All types of then the works of the flesh come next. Pride, of course. He uses pride the most of the time. And we bind that in the name of Jesus. Keep your prayer life up to the throne. Hallelujah! That's the authority he's given us. We have this divine unction. The Lord rebuked thee. Let's go to Luke 10, please. We're closing. Luke 10, 17. This is where this great strategy is unfolded. Jesus has sent out the disciples 70. More than just the 12, 70. And the 70 returned again with joy. Hallelujah. Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now that's the strategy. One of the strategies, the main strategy, the Father told Jesus, the reason why the Lamb would be slain before the foundation of the world, that's the love that the Father gave the Lord that produces the glory. And now Jesus, after 4,000 years approximately now, he's waiting to see the strategy of God. He knows the Father's word is faithful. He knows the authority of the Father, but it thrills him to see it come to pass. And he rejoices with the souls. The angels rejoice with the souls that are saved. But that's not the only time they rejoice. They rejoice with the divine unction of the Holy Ghost and move in creative power and see the victory and the devil defeated. Heaven rejoices with us. Hallelujah. And so the 70 return with joy that they had power over the wicked one. And the demons, the devils, through thy name, underline it. And then verse 18 again, this scripture just threw me. I have never really understood. Why did Jesus say this? And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The reason why Jesus is saying it, it's not that he sees it then. He says, that's the strategy of God. That's what the Father told me. I beheld Satan fall when Lucifer was cast out of heaven. And when the fall of Lucifer happened, and the earth became without form and void, tohu and bohu, that's the life of the unbeliever, the sinner. We didn't have resurrection, tohu and bohu. That was the fall of Lucifer. And Jesus said, he related to it, that is the fall of Satan. And that's why you have power over all the power of the devil, because the Father's was given to me. And I was sealed to be crucified. For this cause, I was born. And now he looks on them and says, because you have joy that the devils are subject unto you. Hallelujah. Then he gives them that tremendous 19th verse, and he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, Jesus isn't saying you're not to cast out devils, you're to thank God that your names are written. He's saying, because your names are written in the book of life. Let's go back now to the original word we spoke. Because your names are written, you have power over the enemy. You're to still cast out devils, but your true source is because you're attached to my book of life by my name. And therefore, it's written. And when you express the strategy of God, all devils, principalities, and powers are subject unto you. The real power behind it is verse 21, and in that hour Jesus rejoiced his spirit. And in the original Greek, this word rejoiced means he spun around briskly and rejoiced in spirit. He spun around and glorified God in that hour. What hour? When they had the power. He's been waiting for this for 4,000 years. I mean, you know, you can just when he sees that the Father's word is true, then the Father's word is true in him. He has no doubt but that the authority, the glory, but he just rejoices in the glory of God that this has been given, the power, the anointing, upon believers, upon man. And now he says, the revelations were hid, they've been released through him and through us. The works were finished, the love has been bestowed. Now let's see the action take place. For you have power over all the power of the enemy. Things are written, that's the strategy. That's the goal. Not just at Calvary. Calvary was the check cast, but the strategy was signed before the foundation of the world. God is in charge. Whatever the 90 fall, we will be victorious to allow the principalities and powers to know the manifold wisdom. The word manifold means, the Amplified brings it out. It's like a diamond that is by man. A diamond is just a nice, beautiful stone, but it doesn't have the brilliance until facets are put upon by skilled men. That's why some believers only have one facet. Jesus is their Savior. About time for the precious diamond, there's many faceted glory. The manifold wisdom of God to the church. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and for the glory of this hour and for thy truth. And we praise you that your authority come to pass in every one of our lives. We thank you because you rejoice in spirit. Hallelujah. Let's all speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, the glory is among us. Amen. Let his truth, let his joy be upon us. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, stand up, you and your wife. Join hands. Just sort of come here, please. Because I have made you join heirs together, my truth is upon you. And as you agreed even yesterday and the day before, this that would try to stymie and would try to make you feel like you're in a dead end street, I have lifted up my way, saith the Lord. My strength is upon you. I will make a way in the wilderness, for the peace of the Lord is over you. And that one in jeopardy is set free. And that which would disturb the leadership, I'm lifting off, and my peace shall go before you. And my son, you'll know the direction of the Spirit. You'll know the peace that I've given you, for the authority of the Lord's over you. Through your metabolism, you're healed. With the stripes of thy God, you'll walk in my power. Move in my destiny, for the peace of the Lord's upon you. My daughter, you will shake thyself with my anointing, and the glory of the Lord, and the greatness of the Holy Ghost. Moving with that love, that wave offering of the Holy Spirit, you will go forth and see the harvest of the earth, for my peace is upon you. Now in this next 2 weeks, I'm going to guide you that which you've invested in that seemingly was robbed, but your inheritance is going to be robbed. I will restore it, and there's relationships that have been in jeopardy. I'm going to break that yoke, and you'll see the Lord bless you, and your loved ones will know the Lord has done it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You'll let my peace come upon you, for the strength of my word is healed, and I will bless you. Thou shalt know the discerning factor of our God and the truth of my direction upon your mind and upon your spirit. I will bring these loose ends together, and you'll know that my guidance and my purpose shall bring it to pass. So rejoice, the Lord will bless you at the right place, at the right timing, and you'll see my glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see. Yes, there's both of you. You guys come first. Hallelujah. Boshe Porita Bafasata. I will bless thee, my strength shall be upon you. My son, the anointing of the Lord has been, yea, strengthening thee for the last that I have moved upon you. And I've given you that vision. It was a year and a half ago when that trouble tried to weaken thy body and thy spirit, my daughter. You prayed 3 hours, therefore you're going to see your loved ones set free. You're going to see the joy of my purposes. And I'll not let this be drained from you and eroded. But I'm going to restore what the Palmer women take financially, try to take from you. I'll give you wisdom in this, saith the Lord, and thou shalt see the glory of my word. Now, for that which I'm going to release for you, you've been like Ruth, picking up some scraps in the field of Boaz. But because of love, in a few days, she owned the whole field. You're going to own this whole situation. You're going to speak it with power and glory. I release you, for this is your hour. This is the strength of thy God, and men shall give unto thee. I've loosed that chamber of authority. You will not feel that you missed my will. You will know that, praise God, my anointing will loose you in new dimensions of provision, and my strength is upon you, and the power of my word shall bring it to pass. You're set free. You're delivered. I've sung songs of deliverance over you now, and therefore that harmony will bring it to pass, and the Lord is good. For that which he's put within me, I will speak the creative word and repossess your possession. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at me, okay? Amen. A little drunk in the anointing. Because I've taken you. I've lifted you into my arms and I've cocooned you with the Holy Ghost. That which would try to just send that humiliation, the abuse of words is lifted from you. My peace is over thee. And that which Elizabeth felt, the reproach of men is off of me. She hid herself 5 months. There's been a hiding of thy spirit. There's been a hiding of these things in your heart. But I've released them, for this is your finest hour. I'm loosening you in a new dimension and fresh chambers of authority. Therefore, I've touched you from on high. The emotional strain is lifted and cut loose from you. My peace is upon you. You and thy dwelling shall know the provision of the Lord. And that which looked like a restraint, that which looked like a limited, yea, portion, I will release my glory. Well, yea, you're not limited in me. My glory is around about you, and you'll see. I'm going to promote you well, and you'll see the international burden of it. You'll see the glory of my word, and you will speak, and many shall be set free. My daughter, I've given you the wisdom of thy God. I've given you chambers. You have diamonds in your own backyard. You have chambers of wealth and value. You're going to release them, for my glory is with you. Now, therefore, stand. Having done all, still stand. You'll speak a word in season. And many are set free because you have set yourself in travail and prayer. I have set the captive free. You press the battle to the gate. Now you're going to hear good news from that loved one. I'm setting them free and we'll rejoice together. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I don't know how you and I are going to fit this aisle, but we'll make it. Praise God. And because, my son, the beauty of the Lord's around about you, you shall carry, but you'll know that line upon line and precept upon precept. I've loosed the anointing. I've loosed the glory of my word. But through your circulation and through the heart dimension and the chest area and through your digestive system, I've rebuked the devourer. And by the strength and the stripes of thy God, you're healed. And my peace is upon you. And not only physical healing, but I'm healing this situation about 6 months. Yea, the turmoil and the put down, the humiliation is lifted from you. And my glory is upon your hands. My anointing, and my name is within you. I'm going to give you a backbone of joy, a spiritual backbone of glory. Yea, the enemy tries to rob you and take your mentality and wring it out as a rag. But I will strengthen thy word. My word within you, and until your word comes, yea, the word of the Lord is by you. Therefore, I will take you on in to that joy and that authority because my peace is upon you, you're set free. Now the desire of your heart is on its way. You'll see the beauty that which you were robbed from. You're going to say, well, that was man's counsel. Now I'm in the counsel of God, and I will restore to you what the pommelworm and tinkleworm tried to take away. I will bless you with a position of grace and glory. You're well confident. Don't cast away your confidence that you're in me and my love. Because that means don't throw you down while you're being shot at. My son, your weapon is your confidence that my hand is upon you, that my peace is within you, saith the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you will be strong in me in the power of my might. The glory of my word shall flow forth from you. You say, oh, I don't understand portions of Scripture, but I'm going to loose the spirit of truth upon you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and with simplicity, you will speak my word with great joy and revelation and set many free, because you've got a knack, and I've given you that knack. And through your grandmother, the glory of my word shall flow to thee, because prayers have been lifted into your cause, because the anointing of my truth, even before, as you were a child, you've been dedicated to me by those that knew how to pray to the throne, and you will set many free. Multitudes will be set free, because you will stand in the holy place of thy God, and with the simplicity of Christ, you, the captive, serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seal that word with the Holy Ghost. Seal that word. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the joy of the anointing of Mount Zion is within thee. Thou shalt see that no country shall be a door unto thee, for a new strategy of the Spirit shall come upon thee. Thou shalt travel and know that thee are sealed in me. The provision of my truth is with thee, and I have, yea, got a team of joy and a team of authority, but there'll be wisdom of the Lord that shall be the timing of my grace. For the scepter of Esther is upon you, and therefore you're brought into the kingdom for such a time. Now the scepter of Esther then is the timing that I placed upon you, the glory and the teaching of my word. I have a position that you will fulfill. You'll teach my word with great joy, and the strength of the Lord shall flow through you. So rise up, that which tried, yea, to sweep thy feet from you and to make you confused. For the last 3 to 5 years, I've lifted that from you. You'll see the direction. You'll see the desire of your heart. You'll see the authority of the Lord to adjust. I've walked into your yesterdays. I've forgiven. I have healed. I have understood. And I have adjusted these hurts and these things that would have tried to limit you. I am Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, I'm the God of your yesterdays, and I will heal these things, especially about 2.5 months ago. Those things that would have tried, yea, and you sense the exhaustion of your own volition, I will renew thy volition and thy fortitude. I will renew the virtue of the Lord within you. You are a virtuous woman, therefore you'll see the Lord move, and the desire of your heart is on its way. You've already mentally shut the doors. Don't shut them with your mouth. Keep your mouth solid in me, because the grace of thy God is strong. Yea, those doors will open again, because now you're ready to walk through the graces and the glory of the Lord, and your loved ones will be set free, because you've already pressed the battle to the gate. Now, set your eyes on me and the determination of my wisdom, because the scepter of Esther is loose within you, and you'll see the authority of the Lord, and you'll know that with righteous judgment, thy God has given you, and your hurt is lifted. Yea, the bruise of thy spirit is gone, for the anointing will embrace you. You'll come into a fresh glory. I've already written by my spirit on your heart, and you'll flow within them, and you'll see February will be a great month, and then April shall bring it to pass. Settle in me and know that the Lord does all these things well. Seal this word. Seal your forehead with the grace of our God. For I have healed thy emotion. This head, it's an infirmity that is gone. It's rebuked. It's lifted from you in the name of Jesus. You're set free through your spine. You're healed. Nervous system is healed. and the glory of the Lord shall go before you, your new person in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let that anointing touch us. Sister, yes, rubbing your neck there. Would you come there? Praise God. Thank you, Father. Because I've taken you by the hand, and as the two on the road to Emmaus, I beckoned and I made as if I would continue. But see, they beckoned me to come into the house. You have felt the need and the sincerity of persevering. Therefore, the Lord has stopped because of your cry. As Mary, the sister of Lazarus, did weep, I wept with her. I want you to know that I've wept with you, but I'm only as I did to Mary. I said, Lazarus, come forth. Therefore, I'm going to speak to that would try to annihilate you, that would try to bring this tremendous depression. Even though I've wept with you, I'm going to take away the cause of your weeping, and we'll rejoice together. Resurrection life is around your dwelling. The fear is going to leave. That harassment recently is lifting from you, and my anointing breaks the yoke. And because of that financial harassment, and loved ones and their opinions have been a great grievous strain to you, I rebuke the devil. And as you said tonight, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Yea, I set you free. You'll see new qualities, fresh anointings. I'm going to cause the wrath of men to praise me. The more you prayed about this one, the worse they've gotten. Now you're going to see them delivered, for I sealed you in my authority. You're set free, and you'll go through this with great joy, and you're not going to be harassed. The more the good, the more you've done for this situation and this person, the worse they've got. I'm stopping it, saith the Lord, and I'm turning it around, because you've been faithful. You've given to my leaders. You've given to my church. Therefore, my authority is upon you, and now abundantly praise me, for I've broken the yoke off of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. This couple here, y'all come. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's like you're all dreaded. Join in. I'm listening to you in a new dimension. The Lord has purpose within your heart. It was sealed upon you. It was around 79 and 80, there was some turmoil. I've listed that you'll compliment each other. The glory of the Lord within you. The anointing I've given you as a gift. I've given you as a gift thy wife, as a gift thy husband. And my authority with you shall bring it to pass. You're going to see the work of the Lord. You're going to know the harvest field. You're going to see many come to me with great strength. Because I've purpose with you. You put your hand to the plow. You're going to be blessed and feared authority that whatever you touch is prospering. Promote you, saith the Lord. And will loose you with new dimensions. For you're joint heirs of the graces of life. I'm not going to allow the graces of life to be robbed from you. It's an heir authority that I've given you so that your prayers be not hindered. But to get the seal and the covenant is strong. I'm going to touch you, my son, with the revelations of my truth. For yea, my son, you'll walk in the power and the order of, and I have sealed thy head of glory. I'm loosing you in the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood for your home. Holy priesthood is the praise and the glory of thy God and the worship. I'm going to release you into new dimensions of authority and worship. And you'll have the sincerity and the... I'm going to rebuke this that would try to hinder. There's some adjustments you've been told that would affect your finances. I'm rebuking that, saith the Lord. You've heard is not my word, but I'm going to turn that to the good, and I'm going to lift you in to a new, fresh dimension of glory. You're going to speak over some land. Now, you'll know. I'll direct you, but you'll speak. O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. In Jeremiah 22:29, you'll take authority over your land. Now, this is for everybody. Receive it, because as you take authority over your land, the anointing of the Lord, and this land that I will loose for you shall see the glory of my word, and the ministry I've given you shall be sweet. for a fresh anointing is upon you, my son, and through the joy and the vision I've given you together as one, you will complement each other, and the glory of my word shall bring it to pass. My daughter, the anointing is going to fall through thee with a great minstrel power. You will lead the singing. You will praise me. You will sing the anointing, and my peace shall go through you, for this is a new day. Arise up, prepare your heart, seek my face, for the Lord will bless you, and my peace is upon you. There'll be a season of professional or secular blessing and anointing and wisdom. Then you're going to set many free and prepare for others to release the gifts that I have bestowed upon you and upon them. Hallelujah. This is your finest hour. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we'll have other times and there'll be other ministries, but we just praise God that His authority. Amen. I'd like to hear the other side of some of these. Amen. Anointing of God is upon us. Hallelujah. I have felt the season. I don't know. I haven't talked to the ones in charge, the Millers, who are dear friends and family. Marianne and I receive them as such. But I feel there's a restriction against the finances that shouldn't be. So we're going to break that. And the anointing of the Lord. Now see, there's a tendency to just hope and with faith pray that this, and I know others will come. You're going to see the place full before this week is out. But the authority of the Lord is upon you and I. And tonight we're going to see the anointing break the yoke. What the Lord told me is take a bosom offering. And that's in, please find it so someone can read it for me. Out of the King James Version, Luke 6, 37 and 38. Just quickly now. You're going to break the yoke off of your family and off of every bit of your finances in a new dimension. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll just know what it comes in. You're going to see God provide miraculously in many ways for you. Men shall give. So that's the dimension we're releasing now. Okay, who has it? Read it out loud, okay?
Judge not.
Now, listen to me, okay? You're a reader now, so I want you to just say, judge not, okay? Now, this is four dimensions of the believer's life. Okay, judge not. Okay, read it.
Judge not, and you shall not be judged.
All right.
Condemn not.
Hold it. Condemn not is the other dimension. Now, go ahead.
And you shall not be condemned.
Yes.
Forgive, and you shall be forgiven.
How many believe that? Work in your life. Judge not. Is it true? I'll not be judged. You'll not be judged. Condemn not. We shall not be condemned. But if we forgive, we shall be forgiven. Then if three dimensions are true of what Jesus said, then the fourth one is also true.
Give. It shall be given.
Keep going.
Good news. All right. Shaking together, running over from men into your bosom. For with the same measure that you with all shall be measured to you again.
Hallelujah. With the same measure as you purpose. Jesus has released the windows of heaven. And he says, men shall give unto your bosom, but it's according as you give. What strategy the Lord has. Amen. He said, it's up to you to determine the 90. How you're going to receive. If you just go around and say, Lord, meet this need. He said, now wait a minute. It's up to you with what measure you gave there at Lake Hamilton. I've broken the yoke off of it. That's exactly what it said. And I believe, and Marianne and I have, since the Lord stressed it, we believe, we pay, always pay tithes, we always give our offerings, we really love God and His work and His people. In fact, if anybody blesses me and with a song or with any kind of anointing in their talent or preaching ministry, I will give them a Pentecostal handshake and bless them financially. It's just be a good giver. Paul said, this is one of the things Jesus taught. It's more blessed to give than receive. But now, wait a minute. What is a bosom. It's a folding of the garment that they used to put chickens and lambs and wheat, vegetables, whatever, come along unbeknownst to you and I and give. And we're going to take authority tonight. And I remember my grandma, I was born in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Grandma Knuckles used to go, she wore an apron all the time. The only time she took an apron off was when she went to church. How many can relate to that? Grandma Knuckles would go out and bring her apron up and gather it, and then she would gather the eggs. A few tomatoes maybe, throw in a little okra, hallelujah. I knew we was going to eat. That was the bosom. Something that you are affected by. So tonight, this is the bosom. This is not just a gimmick. It's something that when you put your offering, the anointing, as a point of contact, you have been passed by promotion, all types of mechanics probably, cars, purchases, buying and selling. No more shall you be ripped off. This is the age of the con artist, the 80s were. People were ripped off, coming and going. The people of the Lord tried to help this one and that, and then we've been ripped off. And we'll not mention the people in the church, the religious rip-offers. All right, shall men give unto you the anointing of God. Tonight, I don't know what, it may be whatever the Lord lays on your heart, but we're going to break the financial yoke on our finances. This will be whatever Brother Glenn and Sister Irma, but this will be a love offering to the ministry, and then it'll be up to them, because we thank God for them. But it's going to break the yoke off of the income of every one of us. And you're going to be set free. I'm not talking about tipping God. Some of you tip more to waitresses than you do in your offering. Amen. I've washed the plate. Jesus washed the plate. Remember that? We're going to break it. I'm talking about $100 checks tonight. I'm talking about $500. I'm talking about whatever that's been held up. You're going to pay the tithe upon that. Or whatever God, the Holy Ghost. But you're going to give liberally. The yoke's broken. I take it. Walk in it. This is an opportunity of the Holy Ghost. The word of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. There'll be prophesying that men shall give unto your bosom. Amen. Some of you have a little, not too much of a bosom out there. But let's give liberally. But let's see the anointing. And we're going to hear testimony. Before some people got home, it was in a gallery. They were already, God had already blessed them. They came back and witnessed and testified. God's anointing broke the yoke and the authority. Men shall give. And he's going to bless others to bless you. And so let's give tonight. Brother Jack, come and help me. We'll hold this up. As you come, you touch. If you feel led, just touch. This is the bosom offering. Just hold one of the sleeves and just give, because we're going to see the anointing break the yoke. He cut up us on the Father. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the love and the anointing of ministry. Now, this is going to the ministry of Lake Hamilton and the anointing ministry of this area and of this conference. I rebuke every wile of the devil. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. And loose every family and the robbing of all types and of every area, we loose promotion, we loose advancement, we loose wisdom, we loose businesses, we loose the anointing, that provision, we loose it in Jesus' name. Every investment that's been a drag and has been limited, we rebuke it, we command it to come to life in Jesus' name. And be a blessing, and that the ministry of our family will be loose, and even those of our loved ones that are not here, but yet we're going to give pertaining to them. Lord, we thank you that they'll be set free in Jesus' mighty name, and we praise you for it. All right, God bless you. Give liberally. Come. We gave a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We gave a sacrifice of praise. Bless every family. Break the yoke. Hallelujah. This is the anointing for this hour. You'll be set free in everything you touch. Men shall give unto thee. This is of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifice is of joy. Lift it up a little bit. We bring sacrifices into the house of the Lord. Yes, they're giving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, because of our Sandala Mahanda. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the yoke being broken. We will judge not, condemn not. We will forgive and we will give. Of thanksgiving, we offer unto you the sacrifice of joy. We offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifice of joy. Don't you have the word of the Lord? Pray, and if God gives you a prophetic word, just speak over the people. It's not only for us tonight. I feel something that's going throughout the land. The 90s, the yoke is being broken.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for those that heard the word of the Lord and responded. I saith the Lord, shall liken you unto a man that built his house on the rock. And waited to see how the weather would commit itself to the house. Then come the rain, the storms, and the hail. And I tell you, that house stood, and great was the splendor of that house, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yea, and know that you, my children, are the house of the Lord. In you I live and move and have my being. Yea, I dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord thy God. Yea, and even I enshroud thee in the blessings of the Lord this night, yea, because thou hast responded to the request of the servant of the Lord. Yea, thou shalt indeed be blessed. I tell you now that I shall bestow on you blessings that you can take home with you. Yea, I won't receive them back when you go out the door, but they're yours to keep, yea, to exercise and even enjoy, saith the Lord, for I am God. Yea, I am the Shiloh of Judah, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and there is none that can withstand me. I have spoken, you have given, and I have blessed, and I shall continue to bless, saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We just lift this up to thee. Now let's praise God for victory over your family and over your finances. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you for it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, become a sandal of my hunger, of my sandal. The bosom offering. Men shall give. Men shall give. In Jesus' name, we loose it. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Anything else for the Glen? Shake hands with each one. This is getting gooder and gooder every service. Tomorrow morning, our brother at 10 o'clock, there'll be a prayer meeting at 6. And then our brother will be speaking at 10 at the praise. And then tomorrow night, Brother McCullum. Remind me, what's the brother's name? I forgot.
Brother Boland.
Brother Boland. Will he be speaking in the morning? Okay. Well, amen. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody. The Lord bless you.
Thank the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.